Here it is, your Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
Busy weekend at Big Boy, Steve.
It was crazy. I was golfing. I did work Saturday, like, 4 hours before I went golfing.
Yeah?
Yeah. Played in the Marquette Best Ball at the Marquette Golf Club.
And?
Played the best ball at the golf club.
That doesn't sound too encouraging.
No.
You're not bragging.
No. Keith and I play every year, and we're like, we're the same golfer. We're bogey golfers.
We already went through this.
Thank you. And that's what we did. We're bogey golfers. We made bogeys.
But you have opposite strengths to your game. It should work out.
And a scramble, maybe, yeah. But best ball, no.
Yeah, not in best ball, actually. Yeah, I'm with you. It's a little different.
Yeah.
All right, so let's jump into this. Where do you want to start? You want to start with Draymond Green? There isn't a whole lot of news here.
There's a lot of news.
A lot of rumor and speculation, but he was arrested in East Lansing. A former MSU basketball star and current Golden State Warrior. Arrested in East Lansing on assault charges, and we know absolutely nothing else other than that.
Well, it was at a East Lansing restaurant.
That's true.
Conrad's Grill, and the victim was a man. Altercation between guys, no injuries. He was released on a $200 bond on Sunday. He's scheduled for arraignment on July 20th. If convicted, could face a maximum of 93 days in jail and a $500 fine. Whether the assault was a punch or a slap, but it was not a shove. It was
okay.
A punch or a slap. We're getting a little more news now.
So what did this guy do? Was he just like drunk and gave him a bunch of crap for losing the NBA Finals? Or what?
I don't know. The Warriors have, they're aware of the noise, aware of the news, and are awaiting details and have no comment at this time.
Anyway.
It's going to be nothing.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Okay. That's your reckless speculation.
Yes. So anyway, if we're going to start with the NBA.
Oh, really? That was, at least I had a Michigan State tie there. Go ahead.
The Spurs legend Tim Duncan is retiring after 19 years.
Actually, I'm okay announcing that because he's an old school player.
Yes. You probably watched the NBA.
I watched it.
He's been in the league 19 years.
Yeah. I like Tim Duncan. I always did.
And I like always how he did. Does it at the end of the year, not like Kobe. I'm going to retire after this year. So
yeah, right. I'm gonna
everyone can bow down at every game and say, hey.
Oh, you're so right on that, man. You hit
don't
the
get
nail
me wrong. I
head.
Like Kobe as a player, but I hate when. But you know what? He had $32 million coming. It's like, you might as well just stay another year. But you could have saved the Lakers a lot of money if you would have just retired before.
Anyway,
that
that's
okay.
Enough. Tim Duncan, congratulations. Great career.
Hey, 19 years of the same team is saying a lot.
That is saying a lot. And the fact that he did it the way he did it, he just said, right now, you know what? I decided I'm done. Not after this year. Not after my final tour. Anyway. All right, let's go. Let's move on here. I want to start with your Brewers, first of all, because we're probably going to have to save the whole second half for the Tigers. It was ridiculous. How'd the Brewers do over the weekend, first of all?
They lost 2 out of 3 to the Cardinals because they can't beat the Cardinals.
They did beat them the first game, though.
One game, Adam. 1 out of 3.
So here's the question.
But you know what? The game they did win was pretty darn exciting, and it came down to replay and everything.
That's right,
great.
Yeah.
They scored in the bottom of the night. It was tied 3-3.
That was Friday, right?
Yeah.
I saw the replay. I was watching MLB channel.
And Villar, single to left, and it was they had a replay to make sure he was safe and all that. They won 4-3, and then they lost the next two games badly, 8-1 and 6-1.
Spanked.
But Villar had good news. Only the second player ever to have 30 stolen bases before the All-Star break.
Mm. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't either.
Hmm. Really? How's he batting?
Probably not good.
No, usually those speedsters don't. Very rarely.
Well, they can if they know how to bunt. You know, if they can bunt and get on base that way, because they bunt and they just run like crazy. But
the question is interesting.
He wasn't really making news about that, and all of a sudden they had that, and I'm like, oh, okay, he's batting .298.
Really?
Yeah.
How many at bats?
He's played a lot of the year.
I don't have that stat in front of me. Tigers are interested. I'm just making that announcement right now.
They should be interested in Lucroy?
Yes. Now, my question to you is, which is an obvious answer here, the Brewers are sellers. I mean, All-Star break is sort of the demarcation line. Are you a buyer or are you a seller or are you going to just sit tight? Either, I guess there's three, but...
Here's the issue with the Brewers. He said this year is a rebuilding year. Remember, we already talked about this a little week ago. You got to keep at least one or two veterans.
Well, I agree with that, except unless it gives you an opportunity to really leverage a bunch of prospects.
Ryan Braun.
Especially pitching
Jonathan
prospects.
Jonathan Lucroy. Those two are the only ones that come to mind that would like...
I want Villar.
You want Villar?
You convince me.
You should want Junior Guerrero, the pitcher.
Yeah, actually, he's been the hottest pitcher on the staff, right? That's the one that they should trade for.
Yeah.
But that's who you don't trade, to be honest with you.
Yeah, right.
That's who the Brewers should keep. Those guys are hard to come by. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk Tigers and the All-Star break. Not in much detail. But by the way, Friday, the next game for the Brewers after the All-Star break, I believe it's the worst team in baseball they're playing. Cincinnati Reds.
The Reds, a half game worse than the Twins. And that's who the Indians start with.
We'll be right back. Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap. This is the Outdoor Show.
Bring on the strawberry lovers. Big Boy uses the freshest strawberries available in the strawberry pie that started it all. With a flaky pie crust filled with fresh strawberries, Big Boy is shaking up dessert time with 80 years of delicious strawberry shakes like strawberry shortcake, strawberry cookies and cream, strawberry brownie, and strawberry cheesecake. Fresh whipped cream tops off the strawberry banana cream pie, strawberry hot fudge ice cream cake, and of course, strawberry pie. For all of you strawberry lovers, the place to go is your Marquette Big Boy Restaurant.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap presented by...
The Marquette Golf Club.
Can't wait to go golfing Wednesday night, man. I've kind of been missing it. It's been a couple weeks. It's going to be hot.
Sunny and 90. That's hot.
Yep.
I've been spending a lot of my time at the Marquette Golf Club.
Imagine that.
Yes.
Great shape. Open to the public, both courses and the clubhouse. Call 225-0721 and make sure you're mentioning Adam and Steve flapping their gums here. About the Marquette Golf Club.
We played with a couple kids from Escanaba on Saturday, and they said they can't believe how beautiful. Their dad went with them, too. And, like, you know, kids, I'm saying 19, 24, or whatever. They said the best shape they've ever seen any course in the UP.
Wow, that's
that was Heritage.
Wow, pretty amazing. All right, so tough weekend for the Tigers. Friday, lose 6-0, can't even score a run. Saturday... Matt Boyd pitched a darn good game for getting called up. Matt Boyd. Who? Now, I know who he is because I've been watching the Tigers, and he's kind of been bounced up and down a little bit from Toledo and back up to the majors. But he did great, only gave up a couple of runs. They went 3-2 on the back of Victor.
He only gave up one run.
Oh, he only gave up, you're right.
Rondon gave up the other one.
That's right. Victor Martinez, late home run, seals the victory 3-2. And then Sunday, Sanchez gets rocked. They lose 6-1.
Can't they find somebody besides Sanchez?
Well, that's the whole point. Yeah, you know who? Guerrero. How you like me now? For the Brewers.
Just take everyone from my team. You forgot to mention Victor Martinez's home run was 441 feet.
It was a giant shot. That was awesome. But here's a little bit of good news. The Indians have been losing as well. They're still only 6.5 games back after
Kansas
all of
City's
this.
Kansas City's losing. The White Sox are losing.
Yes, everybody's losing. Why can't the Tigers win and make up ground? So here's the dealio. Unfortunately, the Indians come out of the All-Star break and play the Twinkies.
In Minnesota.
They're the second worst team in baseball by how many games?
Half game.
A half a game behind Cincy.
You know what? We are not telling the truth. The Atlanta Braves are the worst team in baseball.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, Cincinnati's second worst, and then Minnesota.
Okay.
Only by a game and a half.
You're splitting hairs here. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. They're all bad.
I did want to mention that they start the series after the All-Star break against Kansas City, so that's a huge one. Also want to mention that Fulmer is now considered the front runner for Rookie of the Year. I think that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
And Anthony Gose is a no-show on Sunday in Toledo after a big blowout heated argument with manager Lloyd McClendon. He removed him and banished him from the dugout on Saturday, and Gose did not show up on Sunday, so they're looking into that. Home Run Derby tonight for the All-Star Game. I got, that's about all I got, man.
That's about all I got.
Are the Tigers buyers or sellers? That's the real question. I don't think you
I mean, think you got, you play the Royals this weekend, and you got to distance yourself from them, and then you just got to catch the Indians. If you can start distancing yourself from the other teams, and it's just a two-team race. But you know the problem is? They've got to be able to beat the Indians.
It won't. That's not going to happen.
They've got to beat the Indians.
It's going to be a three-team second-place race is what's going to happen.
Why are you so pessimistic?
I'm not being pessimistic at all. I'm telling you this is what I think is
going to
happen.
I told you, the Indians are going to fall apart.
I hope you're right, but I don't think they will. The Tigers need pitching, man. They got to go out and get a pitcher. Period. Lowe is so rotten. It's unbelievable. Sanchez is rotten. They have three starting pitchers, Verlander, Fulmer, and Pelfrey right now. And Zimmerman, who's on the DL, he could come back and be awful again. He was awful for the three games prior to going on the DL. Might have been four. I don't remember.
How well do you like this team?
I love this team. I'm just being realistic. We have to face reality here. Either
they're going to win the division and lose in the first round of the playoffs.
One more starting pitcher would go a long way.
All right.
It really would. All right. Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
We'll be right back. Got another outdoor report to go, plus news right now. It's the Outdoor Show. Hey, golfers, now's the time to sign up for a new membership at the Marquette Golf Club. As the UP's only 36-hole complex, you can enjoy an amazing experience, both on the Heritage Course or the infamous Gray Walls, ranked as one of the top 100 courses in the U.S. Membership starts at just $965. Find out more by calling 225-0721 or take a virtual tour at MarquetteGolfClub.com.